Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Indians hosting the Tigers. Francisco Lindor, one of Tuesday's heroes, getting ready as the Tribe looks for its 21st consecutive win. In trouble, though, Mike Clevinger facing Jaime Candelario in the first.
Hey, the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, left center field, headed toward the gap by Chisenhall all the way to the wall. Presley in to score. Castellanos will be held at third. Jamer Candelario with a two-out double up the left center field gap, and the Tigers take a 1-0 lead in the first.
Well, another changeup.
The 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball, left field deep. Presley going back, looking up. Gone. Just over the big wall in left center. A two-out three-run home run for Jay Bruce, and the Cleveland Indians take a 3-1 lead in the first.
I'll tell you, what a swing right there. That was a pitch over the plate, and to carry that from a left-handed hitter over that high wall in left center field for a home run, you got to get all of it. He certainly did. It looked to me like a fastball away from him.
Well, see if the Tigers get a break here.
They keep showing it, and yet I can't see
anything. You'll hear the crowd reaction. Yeah.
Home run.
The 1-0. Swinging a little pop-up into shallow right. That's trouble. Oh, man, that's going to drop. Castellanos didn't read it. He was deep, and that's a ball that should be caught. A little bloop single and a run for the Indians. Encarnacion makes it 4-1.
Well, that's that big swing that can pull some outfielders, pull the fans especially, because that ball was up there pretty high for a long time. And, again, the thing that Nick will have to learn, you have to read the ball off the bat. That's going to take some time.
The 0-2, swinging a fly ball, center field, deep, trouble, gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Roberto Perez to straightaway center, home run number 6. That's a big one.
Boy.
And the Indians take a 5-3 lead here in the 7th.
Well, that ball was away. He likes to extend his arm than he did, and that went into the greenery out there in center field. That ball just kept going. And the wind isn't helping it. He just absolutely racky-tacked that baby. Boy, that's big, isn't it?
Sure is. Kinzer, the last hope for the Tigers. Line drive, left field, late break for Chisenhall. Slides, makes the catch. And the Indians into the record books.
What a job. What a team. What?
21 consecutive wins. Ties the Major League record, which goes back 82 years to 1935.
Incredible to do what they've done in the style that they did it.
5-3 is the final. It's a new American League record, and 21 in a row ties the 1935 Cubs. The 1916 Giants hold the overall record with 26 in a row. With his 48th double, Jose Ramirez becomes just the 8th player in Indians history with an 80 extra base hit season. Up next for the Tigers, they head home to host the White Sox on Thursday. Chad Bell gets the start against James Shields.